Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William McHenry University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
And now.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com. Now, here's your host, Ben Milam.
It is Crusader Talk here on a Monday evening from our Super Talk studio in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Though you're not blessed with the silky tones of Ben Milam to start the show tonight, he has been on assignment with softball this afternoon and had a doubleheader against Middle Georgia. Lost the first game 8-7, but as we were just about to come on the air, found out that William Carey in game two, went into extras by the way, were able to win it in walk-off fashion with Carly Kidder getting the game-winning hit to drive in Kenley Hogue and win that game 3-2. So the Crusader ladies on the dirt diamond are able to split a pair with Middle Georgia. And Ben is hustling his way over here to all the troopers out there listening on 97.3. Give him a pass. Trust me, he's doing everything legally. But glad to have you here on a Monday evening as we talk all things William Carey on this show / podcast with Crusader Talk. We've begun a journey, and we're in episode 7 of this journey to where we've really given you an inside look. Not necessarily at everything that's going on live with William Carey, though we've touched on that here and there. We're really trying to give you an inside look at the personalities and the faces and backgrounds of everybody involved in William Carey athletics from start to finish. Had great talks with Coach Tracy English, talks with Coach Bobby Halford, even dived into volleyball some. And today, have a little bit of a women's soccer edge to our programming. And we are joined by Coach Danny Owens, Lauren Jones, and Chloe Strickland will be joining us a little bit later. First of all, Coach Owens, Lauren, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So I want to try to open this up and inform everybody out there, if you haven't been in tune with what's going on with William Carey soccer over the past few years, you've kind of been living under a rock because this program is an incredible one. Even look back to 2018, recent national championship for William Carey, and they didn't stop there. They've been continually competitive year after year. And Coach Owens, I want to just give you a chance to address this. This William Carey team has been excellent under your direction, especially in recent years. You're entering your 19th season coming up at William Carey. What has been the difference in these last few years for the William Carey Crusaders?
Yeah, I mean, we've just been able to recruit good players and kind of build. It was something that we felt was coming. We felt like we were getting closer every year, and 2017 made it to the Final Four, tried to recruit off of that. Obviously won in 2018, and then, you know, I guess the coaching staff, we've just really hit hard on the recruiting trail and just really tried to build off of it, and we've been lucky to have some great players, some great people come through the program and kind of carry that tradition kind of since 2017, if that's, you know, it's kind of the farthest we've been at that time.
Yeah, so for your program, you mentioned recruiting. I'm just looking down at your roster from top to bottom. There are, I think of the most recent team in 2022, 5 Mississippians, and I didn't have time to count the countless people from, you know, other states in the U.S., but also international students that have come in. How do you go about recruiting people from outside the borders of the U.S. to come to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, of all places?
Yeah, it's a combination of different things. You know, people ask all the time, you know, recruiting agencies now are real big for players abroad and who are looking to come in to the United States for school. We have players that email us directly. You know, they've heard about our program and they've come in directly. And then we've also relied on current players to help bring in, you know, maybe their friend or somebody they know. So it's just a kind of a combination of a few different, you know, situations. But, you know, when you talk about the school and the success we've had, and, you know, we've had girls go on and play pro and different things, it's, you know, other internationals kind of trust in what we have here and want to come join us.
Now, you didn't have to go too far from home to recruit this player that we have in front of us right here, Lauren Jones, a Sacred Heart product. And Lauren, for your background in high school, Sacred Heart, a pretty talented team over the past few years. You got to play in a couple state championships, if memory serves right.
Yes, sir. Four rings.
Four rings. Yes. There you go. Now, were some of those while you were in junior high playing varsity?
Yes, sir. So, 7th grade, and then I think 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th were my four.
Yeah, 4 years in a row right there. And then I think a South State victory in 2020, so still some success, even though you didn't get the biggest ring that year.
Right.
So, Coach, I think a championship team probably catches your eye, but how did you go about tracking down Lauren Jones to come play for William Carey?
Well, I've known Lauren since she was probably 13, coached her in the local club. So Lauren was somebody that I got to watch grow up as a player, as a youth player, you know, got to know her and her family and how she, you know, just progressed as a player. And then my assistant Ryan had her for the next couple years. So Lauren's somebody we've had our eye on, I guess, since she was 13. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to bring her in to William Carey.
So, Lauren, I want to bounce off that for just a second. Talk about this club action, because for a lot of people out there listening, Mississippi's a heavy baseball and football community. They know all these things about travel ball with baseball. Soccer is starting to pick up steam in Mississippi. You can already see with Sacred Heart their success. What has it been like for you developing as a player from start to finish to where you are right now?
Well, I think club is definitely, I mean, soccer's like always been one of the biggest things of my life. And club gave me all my friends, pretty much, like lifelong friends, built me as a player, gave me my coaches, gave me this opportunity to play at William Carey, which is a great program. So I think getting kids into club is really important and crucial to building our soccer in Mississippi.
So for you, when you're on the other end of that phone call or that longstanding relationship with Coach Owens, when he gives you the opportunity to play for William Carey, how hard was it for him to get a yes out of you?
Not very hard at all.
So you've seen the success William Carey's had, and you've gotten a chance to be a part of big teams already. You're entering your junior year in the upcoming season. So your first year at William Carey, that team makes it all the way to the national championship game. Walk me through what it was like for you to experience such success in year one under Coach Owens' program.
I mean, that's such a unique experience that very few people can say that they've gotten the chance to experience themselves. And it's just amazing knowing all that hard work and your coach's hard work, your teammates' hard work, and the chemistry and the drive, what you want it so bad. And being able to see that hard work pay off and those goals be achieved or almost achieved last year is just a really satisfying feeling.
So for all of these players that you get to be around year in and year out, training for the upcoming season in 2023, what is the dynamic like getting to meet all these people that have never experienced Mississippi? They're in your hometown now. I'll start with a fun question. What's the first place you tell them to go eat?
The Depot for breakfast.
That's a good option.
Yes.
You ever get the grits bowl there?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
The Downtowner?
Oh, I need to try that one next
Delicious.
Time.
Delicious.
Good stuff there. Now, for welcoming in all these people, what is the biggest transition or thing they have to learn about Mississippi that you have to help them with?
English.
Simple as that. Yeah. And Coach Owens, for you, is that a little bit of a hurdle that you have to jump through or jump over in coaching people coming to the U.S. maybe for the first time?
Yeah, it definitely is. We're fortunate. A lot of our internationals speak Spanish, so we're fortunate enough to have girls who speak Spanish, obviously, and English, and then our assistant. But, yeah, it's, you know, just communication and simple things during training or, you know, at halftime. We'll have to get on the board and draw just to make sure that everybody's on the same page. So it's a little bit of a challenge. We've had to change some of the way our coaching style delivery, but it's been good for us. It's probably helped us communicate a little bit better and make sure that we are all on the same page. And same with the players having to communicate. So not only do I have to make sure Lauren understands what we're doing, but the Spanish, you know, speaking or the, you know, the international, but then those two have to understand, more importantly, what each other's roles are on the field. So we definitely had to change some.
So in you seeing Lauren develop as a player through club and at Sacred Heart, what does she bring to the pitch here for William Carey?
Yeah, I think the first thing, part of the thing that, you know, initially, not only was she a good player, but Lauren was a player that could play multiple positions. So we were really excited about that, and it's kind of proved to be kind of what we're doing now. We can trust Lauren in different spots. So, you know, we just trust her. And this year we're trying, you know, this spring we're trying her new position. We trust her in that position. So I think from her youth and her club, that's what we've been able to do, and that's what kind of attracted us.
All right, Lauren, last question for this segment. We've got about 30 seconds left until the music hits. But for you in this season, it's your junior year. What's the biggest thing that you want to accomplish in year three?
Well, I mean, obviously making it back to the national tournament would be nice. But I think just growing as a team and really having fun and focusing on improving our game and working well together is really what's important.
William Carey, women's soccer-themed Crusader Talk for you here on a Monday evening. Glad to have Coach Danny Owens and Lauren Jones visiting with us here in studio. Up next, Coach Owens will stick with us, and Chloe Strickland will hop on the mic. We'll hope you'll stay with us as well on 97.3 and on Crusader Talk in podcast form. Caleb Hamill here with you. Ben Milam should be joining us soon. Stay with us.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
We continue our conversation about all things William Carey women's soccer here on the program as Coach Owens continues with us. And we cycle through the roster a little bit and bring in Chloe Strickland to the program. Chloe, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's so good to hear from all these different Crusaders, especially somewhat local products, and you're one of the few, the proud Mississippians on this team, and it's pretty awesome to see not only the faces and hear the stories, but also see the past success as you're about to be a senior on this team that you've already had at William Carey. Kind of a similar question that I had with Lauren earlier. What was it like just looking back at that 2021 season, being able to go all the way to the national championship game?
It was great. I mean, such a great experience to be in there. I mean, I was, a sophomore in 2021? I mean, I think I got in at forward. I'm not even a forward. I'm a defender. Danny put me in overtime for, like, 5 minutes. Like, it was just great. Such a great opportunity to be there. And even those 5 minutes I did play, it was a great experience.
I wish Ben were here to talk about it. He actually was able to call that game on radio, and that one went all the way to a shootout at the very end. Two overtime periods, and it took PKs to finally get that game finished. Unfortunately for William Carey, didn't win that year, but have a lot of opportunities ahead of us. And Coach Owens, you know, we look at this roster, a pretty young group. For a senior like Chloe, what does she mean to this program as a senior, an upperclassman, stepping in for this final year of her career?
Yeah, we've got big plans for Chloe from a leadership standpoint. You know, Chloe's one that came in and just with, you know, she sat behind two seniors, two All-Americans, really, and they had their COVID year. So, you know, Chloe kind of sat 2 years, patiently waited her time, and, you know, started a lot of games her freshman year and played a lot. So last year was something where we really heavily relied on Chloe kind of take the torch and lead this team. And she did a great job last year. And, you know, kind of the same thing coming up is, you know, it's Chloe's back line, if you will. It's Chloe's team. And, you know, so we have, you know, huge expectations, not only as a player, but just from a leadership and a senior. And she's been there. She's done that. She's seen it all. So, you know, kind of educate the new ones coming in and, you know, keep the old ones on the same path as the rest of the team and the coaches.
So, Chloe, for you, I found out during the break that you shared the club feature with Lauren, that you were a part of Hattiesburg Football Club in training, getting ready for college and just throughout your growing years. What was that like for you in developing as a player?
I think HFC made me as a player. I mean, I'm from Greene County. We weren't the best in soccer, but coming to club, play club in Hattiesburg, and all the different players and the better level of players just made me develop more as a player.
I'm kind of going back in time here, but what first turned you on to soccer as the sport you wanted to be a part of?
I loved it. I mean,
how about this? How young were you when you first played?
Probably started at like 12.
Oh, wow. Early years there. So you go up through, you know, little recreation leagues, I'm sure, leading up to HFC play. And Coach Owens recruits you to play at William Carey. Tell me about that process and what it was like to work with him.
It was a very easy yes. William Carey is my dream school. It was where I always wanted to come when playing soccer. I mean, I looked up to them. Darby Nettles was from Greene County, and I always looked up to Darby, and she came and played here, so it's where I wanted to come.
Coach, you have any comments on the recruiting process of Chloe and what it was like seeing her leading up to college?
Yeah, it was I remember Ryan coming in, my assistant Ryan, straight away was like, Chloe, somebody we've got to get, you know, just talking about her attributes as a player and character as a person. So, you know, she was somebody we identified early on and went after, and, you know, we were lucky to have her come in.
Talking with Chloe Strickland, a defender for William Carey soccer team and head coach of the women's soccer team, Coach Danny Owens, here on Crusader Talk. To continue this thought about the upcoming season ahead of us in 2023, Chloe, for you, you've had a plethora of roles in this team, mainly as a defender, but you've gotten your head in the action a couple times and gotten to score a couple goals. What does your senior year look like as far as developing as a player, and what do you look to achieve?
Well, of course, win a national championship. I mean, last year, I mean, let's take it all the way, but I hope to develop our team, especially our back line. I mean, I just want to be able to communicate well. I mean, play hard, just achieve the ultimate goal, which we want is the national championship.
Now, for a lot of the people out there in their cars listening in or about to hear this in podcast form soon, may not have a firm understanding about what your role truly is in the soccer team. So as a defender, what are your main goals and what makes you special and how you achieve them?
I guess my main goal is to run the team. I can see the whole field during the game, talking to other players, communicating with them, make sure we're all on the same page, and I guess just play hard, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of hustle. And just in watching soccer, and I'll admit, I'm not the guy that is the biggest expert and have watched the most minutes of soccer in my life, but the few times that I've gotten to see William Carey play, all I can see is, I'm not in shape for that. That is too much running for me. What has the training been like for you in the off season, just to be always playing ready?
Running, a lot of running. No, I'm just messing.
I'm sure Coach Owens makes sure y'all stay in shape with the running, too.
He's got it down pat, trust me.
What does that training schedule look like, Coach?
So right now in the spring, we meet at 6:45. We've had somebody develop our strength and speed training. So right now, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, is we do a little bit of agility and we train. We go straight into the weight room after practice. We're usually done about 9 o'clock or so. So it's a good 2 hours and 15 minutes of practice and weights. And then Tuesday and Thursday is more of our speed and conditioning day. Same thing, 6:45. We get in and we don't see a ball. The really focus this spring has been on improving our overall fitness and just our speed training. So we have GPS trackers that we've been using, and we've been tracking everything that we've been using, all of our runs, the different yardage, the different amount. You know, can we, you know, maybe 1 week we're running 12 60-yard sprints, the next week we're running 14, the next week we're running 16. So, and we're tracking their speed through miles per hour through the GPS, and then obviously tracking the strength. So everything's kind of correlated together, and the girls have made tremendous strides, and again, their overall fitness, but we're just trying to improve that speed and can we get faster, and they definitely have been doing that.
Now, I want to change gears just a little bit right here. Obviously, in talking about William Carey Athletics, these are student-athletes that we're talking about. And, Chloe, for you, I kind of wanted to tailor this question to you specifically because you're coming up on your senior year. One, what's your major? I didn't even get a chance to ask you earlier.
I'm a biology major.
Okay, biology. And I've got a couple friends that have gone into that as well. What drew you to the major and knew that William Carey was going to offer what you needed?
Well, intentionally I came in and was going for pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
So I have a bit of change throughout my years here at Cary, but I mean, they got a good program. Good four-year program, biology degree. I mean, great teachers. They just offered what I wanted.
Yeah, and that especially speaks to, you touched on two right there, pharmacy and biology. William Cary has, in just the short time that I've lived here, I've only been here since 2017, and to see how many more majors they've added, how many different degrees they offer at William Cary, I would be shocked to see the different degrees that people are pursuing in your program. Coach, what's probably the most complex when you've seen somebody graduate in your program?
Probably the biology. You know, a lot of them come in for pre-med and like PA school or pharmacy school. We had one of our players, she entered the first pharmacy class down on the coast. So, you know, just with the labs and the anorganic and inorganic too, I know those girls study a whole bunch. But we've really had a wide range of business education, psychology, you know, obviously medicine, you know, physical education. So it's kind of a broad range. William Cary offers a great opportunity for whatever you want to study. And again, that's an easy sell for us academically when we go out and recruit.
Now, in kind of wrapping up this segment, I've asked you, Coach, about these two players and, you know, what they brought to the table. I want to turn the page a little bit and ask Chloe, what does Coach Owens bring to the table as far as a coach for William Cary?
Oh, this is a great question. He's a great coach, very understanding, very communicates really well. Great coach. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better. I mean, if I need something, call Danny. He'll be there. I mean,
and he expects y'all to be there early and prompt at 6:45 in the mornings, right?
Not 1 minute later.
That's what we like to hear, punctuality from this program. And that's what it takes, dedication and effort. And the mind is just as important as the physicality in the game of soccer. Chloe, so happy to have had you along for Crusader Talk this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Chloe Strickland with us. Coach Owens, will continue a conversation with him next as Crusader Talk rolls on here on a Monday evening.
The coaches, to the student athletes, and the fans that cheer them on. You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Halfway home here on Crusader Talk in episode 7 of our illustrious run. It's only beginning.
Is it illustrious or is it infamous?
That will be determined by the ratings on Apple Podcasts. If you want to give us a 5-star rating, we greatly appreciate that. As we like to think we have some 5-star content. We definitely have 5-star guests.
No question.
This is Crusader Talk. Ben Milam, typically the host of this, he is listening to us, I believe, right now. That or he's tuning into some country music or whatever it is he listens to as he weaves through traffic on his way to the station. He had a pretty awesome set of softball games. Very intense competition. A combined 15 runs in the first game and then a nail-biter in extras in game two. Crusaders split that pair but walk it off in game two. So that was an exciting note to end on for him earlier today. Still got Coach Danny Owens here on the program as we're talking all things William Cary women's soccer. And, Coach, this is kind of a theme that Ben and I have had the chance to entertain throughout our guests. It's been a lot of people that have been around William Cary for a number of years. We've had Coach English, mm-hmm. who's in the 30s of years with the program. Coach Halford, who's approaching 40, if he's not already at 40.
Coach Knight's at 41 at this point.
Yep. And we've talked to people on that extreme end. And then we've had people as new as Coach Rhonda Shirley, who's starting.
Technically not here yet.
Yeah, is starting in, I believe, 11 or 12 days, April 1st is her first day with William Carey. And you're somewhere here in the middle. You're about to be in your 19th year coaching at William Carey. A similar theme for you, you played as a William Carey Crusader prior to your coaching career beginning. What was it like for you as a Crusader? Because it seems like in those years that you had with William Carey from 96 to 99 were pretty eventful for the soccer program.
Yeah, it was great. Obviously the soccer program at that time was on the coast and came on my visit. I actually passed it up the first time I went by and had a little tryout, and I was on the field and kind of looked around the building and can see the Gulf of Mexico there. So, and then back then, as it is today, but the men's program was very competitive, one of the top teams in the country, and I was offered a spot and, you know, jumped on it immediately. And I guess I'm kind of still here.
So the common question that we've had every time we've had a coach on that's been here for, yeah, basically 19 years as with you and more.
And on.
Yeah, and on. We've asked, what is it about William Carey and their ability to retain coaches?
It's a good question because it happens. And, you know, we as a coaching staff talk about it all the time. It's just a really good place to work. Administration's been great, you know, from Dr. King and Dr. Knight. Coach Knight were my bosses, and now DJ and Dr. Burnett's coming in. So just from the administration, easy to work with, really kind of stay out of your way and let you do. But then they're very, very supportive of, you know, our needs and, you know, what we're trying to do and what we're trying to achieve. So from that standpoint, it's been an easy place to work. But I guess it's just something about the people at William Carey, the family. You know, I think if you, not just the coaching staff, but if you just walk around campus, you probably see a lot of people that have been there for 15 and 20 years. So you get to know people and just the culture of the school and, you know, the Christianity side of the school. And just, you know, there's not one thing. I just think it's something that William Carey has, and it's obviously a great place to work. You know, we've been there for so long, and you know, I've been a part of, I guess, William Carey for a really long time as a player and coach now.
Something Chloe mentioned a little while ago is that this was always the dream destination school for her. I know that can't be for everybody, but do you hear that a lot coming out of players that you recruit?
We don't hear it a lot. You know, a lot of the local Mississippi girls we do, there's a lot of buzz about William Carey soccer, you know, William Carey in all sports, but I know, you know, obviously internationals is probably not their dream school. You know, we have a girl from Alabama and Texas, probably sure, not their dream school. But the local girls around, you know, we as a coaching staff are heavily involved in the local community, you know. And so, you know, knowing Lauren from such a young age and Chloe for such a young age and having those players come through, they know William Carey soccer. And I think, you know, it is a destination place if you're aware of it and you see it and
right,
and you can dive into it and learn about it.
From a recruiting standpoint, you mentioned the international students. I find it impressive that you have international students emailing you to say, hey, take a look at me. I'd like to come and try out for the program. That's obviously different than when you were recruited as a player.
It is, and obviously emails is a lot easier than back in the 90s, but it happens quite frequently. We actually are bringing a girl in from Japan, and she emailed me out of the blue. My first question typically is, how did you hear about us? Her and her friend are coming out, and they emailed us, and, you know, we kind of did our due process and looking into them more. But, I think William Carey is known around the world in women's soccer about as a good place.
Now, I mentioned earlier the retention of coaches at William Carey. It's pretty easy to retain you considering you've been in 3 out of the last 5 national championships that have been offered to NAIA women's soccer. For your teams in these past few years, what has been so clutch about them, and how have you been able to build on this success and trying to move forward?
Again, we've just had really good players, obviously, but I think better people. You know, I have recruits come in, and we talk about the culture, and, you know, other coaches will ask about discipline issues, and And we honestly, we don't have discipline issues. We don't have to deal with certain things. We, you know, I think we have a culture. The players want to be here. And I think the ultimate goal is, you know, as the girls were saying, it was to get to a national championship and win it. And I think in 2019, that's attainable now. That's something that's achievable. So it's something that, you know, to give them credit, they come in every day. We train every morning, as we said earlier, and they come in, they put in the work, and they do it every day, what they need to do to compete for a national championship. And it's just, we've been really blessed with the I guess the level of player and the type of character players that we have. They just kind of bought in, and it takes, you know, players like Chloe and eventually Lauren to pass that culture down, and this is what expected, this is how we do things, and, you know, and those girls pass it down to each new class, and we've just been able to keep moving forward and what we're trying to do.
You're talking about people putting in hard work. Guy that's been putting in hard work all day today with William Carey softball has finally made his way into the house. Ben Milam back on the program.
Thank you.
Yeah,
everybody.
I felt like I was an imposter when they played the open music and they say, "Here's your host, Ben Milam."
That's good.
Thanks, Will.
That's good.
We might have to the vote of
do we have to change the intro music now that you took over for me today?
You know what? I think we'll just...
We'll talk about that in our next production meeting.
Yeah, production meetings. That's where we talk about all that.
Yeah,
right. Ben, I'll let you jump in here with Coach Danny Owens.
Yeah, Coach, I want to continue on that culture. We've had several conversations about this, and you talk about the players that you've established. You have the leaders that have continually come through, and it seems like you always have a core of veterans that you lean on. I want to talk about your coaching staff. Talk about those guys a little bit. You touched on the recruiting aspect of it, but what is it with that group that has allowed you to continually establish and continue this culture of success that you've brought in?
Yeah, you know, I've had Ryan. Ryan was a player, a men's player here, and I've had him for, I think, 9 years now. So, you know, he's obviously a really great coach, and he provides a lot from the coaching aspect. But, you know, I think early on, Ryan and I kind of decided how we were going to do things, and this is how, you know, we do things. And he's really been able to just to move it forward. And everything I've tried to do as a head coach is give him as much a part of the program as I could give him, and really build him to be a head coach, because if he wants to be a head coach, you know, someday, he, you know, I want him to be able to do that. And I allow him, you know, we're really co-head coaches is how we run the program.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was able to bring in Larissa. She was a player of mine. We recruited her. She committed. She decommitted. She went somewhere else. Then she came back to us. You know, we had her as a graduate assistant. And she's just the most loyal, kind of keeps us in check, you know, keeps us in line, makes sure we're doing what we need to do. And then Adrian, again, is our goalkeeper coach. He was a player here, you know, phenomenal communicator, recruiter, phenomenal goalkeeper coach, and kind of the same thing. This is how we're doing things, and he just moving on, and we're really one unit. There's, you know, obviously I make the final decision, but we all have a lot of input into the program, and, you know, I value all their opinions, and it's been a really cohesive staff over the last few years. Yeah.
Coach, looking back a couple of years ago, William Carey had to, along with all of us, go through some weird instances of what the sport looked like with COVID coming through. You had to play basically two seasons in one calendar year. I want to use that as a jumping point into what's one of the wackiest things you've had to experience as a coach in these 18, coming up on 19 years?
Man, I think we were at the national tournament and we're having to do COVID testing. And so you're a day before a game, 24 hours before a game, and you don't know what player, what's going to happen. If you had two players, your whole team was knocked out of the tournament. So that was probably the most stressful 35, 45 minutes of testing every player, waiting on the results. I had a girl had to get pulled back and retested, and it was just a, you know, not a good reading. But that was, I don't know if that's wacky, but that was probably the most stressful piece of the COVID, was testing at a national tournament and not knowing if you were going to be able to play the next, and we had to do that all the way into the final championship game was Tess. So,
and Ben, they had to test broadcasters too if they were part of that tournament.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach, before we let you go, about 15 seconds here, looking ahead to 2023, you've touched on a few pieces there, and obviously you bring back the core, a lot of youth from last year and some of your veterans too. What excites you about this group in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, just the team. The team knows. I felt like we underachieved last year. I think the girls felt that they underachieved. We lost to eventual champs who on the day we felt we were just as good or better than. And we have a really strong recruiting class coming in. So I think with the new addition of the good players and the current players, I think we'll have a team to put together to compete for another national championship.
Coach, your message is clear. We heard it from both Chloe and Lauren that the goal this year is a national championship. There is no question about it. Coach, appreciate you and your girls for coming in and spending some time with us on Crusader Talk this evening.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we will wrap things up with you as Ben Milam and I continue on here on Crusader Talk on Super Talk Mississippi.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Wrapping it up with you here on Crusader Talk. Still have our Crusader of the Week honors to deliver. Also give you a recap of what's going on this week at William Carey and look ahead to what is to come. One guy that's seen some recent happenings with William Carey Athletics is Ben, who's finally made his way back. Ben, it's only two games to softball, but it felt like a marathon.
But first off, thanks to the Highway Patrol for and Hattiesburg Police for ignoring all the traffic laws.
Conveniently being at dinner.
Yeah, right. Just in case any law enforcement is listening, I won't tell you how fast I drove over here and still a little bit out of breath. But I would say, Caleb, worth it. Two great, fantastic softball games. And I know some people who are there are tuning into Crusader Talk. And, Caleb, you talked about it in the opening segment, but an 8-7 win for Middle Georgia State in the first part of that doubleheader. Middle Georgia State came into that game ranked number 22 in the country, and the Crusaders get a bounce-back 3-2 win and extra innings. And that first game, as mentioned, 15 total runs, 23 combined base hits, was almost 2 hours and 40 minutes. It was a little over 2.5 hours, so a long softball game. And then Carly Kidder walks it off, a little foreshadowing for our Seder of the Week. We won't say who it is yet.
Still a mystery.
Yeah, still a mystery. But, boy, two fantastic softball games. Middle Georgia State swept Mobile, number one ranked Mobile, on Saturday. Middle Georgia State might be the team to beat, and the Crusaders knocked them off. And I'm going to change it up. From what I was originally planning, we'll go ahead and do our Seder of the Week. Carly Kidder is one of them. Had a great game, multi-hit game in game one. Big round of applause. Man, the Crusaders just battled today against a really great pitching staff, great offense for Middle Georgia State. Carly Kidder, multi-hit game in game one, gets the big swing in game two. Ryan Hornsby pitches both.
Oh, wow. 15 I did not innings. Realize she pitched game one.
And just under 300 pitches.
Yeah, I knew 123 in game two.
And we have talked about, with Coach Fletcher about a month ago, I guess. You know, Haley Nations did something similar in the opening round.
Right.
Over 250 pitches in an 11-inning ball game. Man, I don't care if it's a more natural throwing motion in softball. You do anything 300 times in a span of about 5 hours. That is one heck of a performance. And she held one of the nation's top offenses to two runs in the second eight innings. I mean, it was just remarkable what Ryan Hornsby did.
I don't think there's enough
True freshman.
There's not enough ice in the world to have gotten my elbow had I done that 300 times.
Between the elbow and shoulder, yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It's just nuts.
I'm going to have to ice my shoulder after watching that from Ryan Hornsby.
Yeah.
So our two Seders of the Week. Ryan Hornsby in the circle also got two base hits at the plate. And then Carly Kidder, the walk-off base hit to knock off Middle Georgia State, who again is ranked currently number 22, but a new set of rankings come out on Wednesday. And I would be pretty surprised if Middle Georgia State is not either in or right outside the top 10. And we, and Caleb, we have touched on this. If you have not, A, seen a college softball game, but B, I think especially come out and watch the Crusaders, you are missing out. It is a whole lot of fun. Coach Fletcher, the way he gets those ladies to play, every single one of those girls that take the field, swing a bat, they are gutsy.
They are. They're a gritty bunch. They compete. Every time you ever watch them out there at Joseph and Nancy Fail Field, or if you happen to follow them as they go abroad, it is a very good team. They, since our last show, split their four games, 2-2.
Yeah.
A win and a loss against Bruton Parker, and then the split with Middle Georgia State here this afternoon. But a very talented squad.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Some quick highlights before we wrap it up this week in review of this past week for William Carey. Men's and women's tennis continues to improve. The men get a win at Ava Maria University. Women lose that one down in Florida. Men's golf finished first in the Carey Collegiate out at Cambridge Country Club. And the men's tennis team bounces or continues their winning ways with a win over Loyola in New Orleans. And the women just narrowly lose that to a really good Wolfpack. Tennis side, baseball goes 4-0 on the week, a win against Southeastern Baptist, and then sweep Bruton Parker this past weekend. We're going to have Coach Ryan McKenzie on for a third time, I think, because his Crusader is Crusaders on the track and field side in outdoor, begin the outdoor in Auburn, and a good showing there. And I know I'm missing some things, but as always, you can go to GoWCU Crusaders to catch up on all the action. Plenty to look forward to this week. Just about everybody on the road this week. Obviously, we had spring break last week. This is just sort of how it falls. But both baseball and softball on the road, Caleb.
Yeah, but a little bit close to home. Not too far of a drive wanted to cheer them on. Baseball will be in Tuscaloosa for a three-game set with the Stillman Tigers. The softball team will also play at Stillman. Hey, golf's pretty close by both today and tomorrow. They're out at Old Waverly and Mossy Oak Club up in North Mississippi.
That's right.
Man, I wouldn't mind being with a golf team right now. I don't know about you.
A day spent at Old Waverly is a good day spent.
It's a good day spent. And it's a good day spent with you here on Crusader Talk.
Caleb, glad to be with you.
Even I'm making him blush.
He's making it blush. Even if it were just a – I'm not – I rushed in here. I'm not emotionally prepared.
I don't think anybody's ever emotionally prepared to be in the studio with Caleb.
Oh, that's a great way to say it.
Well, before the music runs out and we have to grab our tissues and consult these tears, I want to thank you all for tuning into Crusader Talk. We'll be back again next Monday for another edition. Who will be on the program? Well, you'll just have to wait and find out. Lot to talk about, and we'll see you then.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.